It's the morning show on ABC. Western Plains, Dougal Saunders with you, and I hope your morning's going well so far. We're getting a bit sciencey in the studio. High school students from Dubbo and the surrounds have been getting into physics and biology during the week, and that's thanks to the outreach team from Sydney University School of Science. Now, it's designed to kickstart studies with a particular focus on the HSC syllabus. It's going to be a bit of fun as well. Tom Gordon and Kiri Simon from the Faculty of Science at Sydney University have popped in and they're joining us. Tom, good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
Yeah, very well. Thanks for popping in. Kiri, hello there.
Hi.
Now, you've brought a device with you as well, which I should just get you to explain first off, because it looks sort of like a radio in a way.
So it sort of is. This is a theremin, which is the world's first electronic instrument, and it was designed as a bet, basically. There was a couple of guys, Leon Theremin was one of them, that decided to make a bet to see if they could make an instrument that you don't touch to play. And it, in fact, it's the world's only instrument that you don't touch to play, and it's the world's first electronic instrument.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That looks, I mean, it doesn't look anything like a musical instrument, per se.
So it's a black box with an aerial sticking out of it. Yeah. And what happens is there's a couple of circuits, almost exactly the same as a radio, that make a sound. And when you bring your hand close to the aerial, that's going to change the magnetic properties of the air around it, which changes the resonance, which changes the sound.
Wow, fascinating. Well, we might hear that a bit later on. You've been here now for, I think, about a day. What have you done so far?
So we got here on Monday afternoon. We set up yesterday in the Dubbo Senior College Hall and some of their labs with our biology experiments. We've just got 15 different experiments from physics and a number of different experiments from our biology kickstart programs that we've brought out here to regional areas. The reason is because kickstart is designed to bring students into our labs to show them HSC experiments that they might not have a chance to see at school, don't have access to. And we are well aware that students in regional areas may not even have access to our labs in Sydney. So we bring them out here.
Yeah, right.
So we've just come back from Armidale a couple of weeks ago, Broken Hill this year. We've also been to Wagga, Port Macquarie, Dubbo a couple of years ago as well. So, yeah, so we're here for yesterday, today and tomorrow, selling our wares, basically, showing off our experiments, what we've got, trying to help the students with their HSC syllabus, all the rest.
Fantastic. And Kiri, have you been getting many questions, or, I mean, are people showing a real interest in science when there are people like you around?
Every single time, because a lot of the learning goes on in the classroom, and it's really good when you can do an experiment with your teacher. But when we just bring a whole spate of experiments to the students, they both get the experience to talk to someone who's been training in science in the university, and they can ask all their out there questions, like, what do we do with this superconductor? You know, are we going to send things into space? And at the same time, they can ask more questions about what they want clarified for them. That we have specialised knowledge we can bring them, and they really use that.
Do they? Yeah. So it is actually a practical way of getting that hands-on experience straight away, but also somebody who, obviously, like yourself, Kiri, has a real passion for science.
Yeah. Well, everyone who comes out has a passion for science, and we like to actually bring that to the kids as well. If we can inspire them by showing that we're working actively with science, but we're still learning ourselves, and so we like going out here. We want to go to the Dubbo Telescope tonight, hopefully, because that helps us just to learn more, and we're still learning, and they can see that, and that inspires them to learn from us as well.
Yeah. So are you still students at university, or are you teachers and a bit of both, or what do you...
No, I'm not a student. I am. I'm employed by the School of Physics to run workshops like this and do other outreach things like media stuff and outreach things. But the people we have with us, for example, like Kiri, are students. These are our tutors, our student tutors, casual academics that are employed to help run the program, because we see one quarter of HSC physics students. This is for physics. One quarter of the HSC students that sit the physics exam come through the Kickstart program. That's a lot of people that I can't deal with. 2,500 students every year. So I have this team of about 20 demonstrators that help me out running the program.
Yeah, fantastic. That's a lot, isn't it? A quarter of the students coming through.
When I figured that out, it blew my mind.
Yeah. So regional areas really are important, and it's important that they get the same access to resources as Sydney people do, obviously.
100%.
Exactly.
Yeah. So the things you're doing then, do they include more funky stuff than what you've brought in here today? I mean, what other things have you got experiment-wise?
So some of the experiments, they're all related to the syllabus. For example, we talk about radio waves, kind of relevant. We talk about cathode ray tubes, which is a fundamental experiment. We talk about superconductors, which are kind of weird things that we don't really understand, but are cool to see anyway, all in the syllabus. We've got lots of sparky things that go spark. We've got jumpy things that jump. It's really good. Plus things like the theremin, which is just a kind of funky thing. And that's just for physics. For biology, there's they do eye dissections, and we look at sheep's brains. A couple of different experiments with sound. So you're looking through microscopes to identify things. It's all related to the syllabus and all really hands-on and all really relevant.
And Kiri, from you're still a student and obviously are helping students. From that point of view, the interest that you see, does it often translate to people going through and studying science and then working in the science field, or do a lot of people drop off along the way?
That's our hope. So for a while we did studies to try and track whether we inspire more people to come to university and maybe to study science. But our hope is that kids can do well on the HSC in and of themselves. And just they want to have a broad base of knowledge. So if you know more about science, it's just knowing more about the world. And that's what we hope to give to the students. As to whether it translates, everyone's got their own interest in life. Mm. Some will come through to science, some will see how amazing and applicable science is to their lives and study science. But if they don't, at least we've given them a good experience. In terms of tracking numbers, I can't really say. I haven't done the study myself.
Yeah. It's interesting, though, when you talk to younger children, I'm thinking when they start doing science at school in around year 3 or 4, most kids' favourite subject is science because it's fascinating, isn't it? So they love the idea of it, and I guess it is just about learning about things.
Well, they have a natural curiosity, the young'uns, and hopefully some of the things that we can do is to keep that going.
Yeah.
And inspire that curiosity.
So now what's your radio called again?
Theremin.
Theremin. So are we going to be able to make some noise?
We certainly can. I think you're probably going to ask me to make it stop some noise in a second.
Oh, right, okay.
There's entire orchestras of these things. They're horrible. but you may have heard them from things like the Beach Boys. They used them a lot. Yeah. Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
A couple of bands from the 60s. It was a staple instrument for them. Just to, like, all that sci-fi weird noises. Should I just turn it on?
Yeah, okay, go and turn it on.
It was apparently the favourite instrument of Dr. Hannibal Lecter in the movies.
Oh, of course.
Mm. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
So what I'll do is I'll bring my hand closer to the aerial, and it changes the frequency, changes the sound. You see where that real sci-fi thing comes from, right?
You really can.
Like, can I try and play a song?
Yeah, go on.
I'll try my best.
Righto. Oh, yes. That was the Australian National Anthem, wasn't it? Something like that, anyway. Wow. You've been practising, haven't you?
I have, actually.
How much fun do children have with that? I mean, that's fantastic.
It's a lot of fun. And the really cool thing about it is the way that it works is it uses things that conduct electricity to change the situation around the aerial. So what we can do is we can just bring a whole bunch of things that conduct or don't conduct electricity near it to see if it changes. And we actually get some really good observation or scientific process out of it. So I can say, hey, how do you make that work? And they say, oh, yes, I'll do that. Does it work with a ruler, a wooden ruler? And they say, well, no, it doesn't. Okay, why? And then we can start really getting into the scientific process. If you have a question, does it work with paper? I don't know. Test it out. And then you get the whole predict, observe, explain thing. You get the whole scientific process just from a little annoying thing like that.
I would love to have one of those.
No, you don't.
You're sick of it already. Good on you. Look, thanks for coming in and sharing the theremin with us. And look, I'm sure there'll be plenty of students around the Dubbo area that are going to get some great ideas, share some great interests with you over the next day or so. So enjoy the rest of your stay, and thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Good on you. That's Tom Gordon and also Kiri Simon from the Outreach Program from the University of Sydney, talking about the theremin. What about the Beach Boys? I love the colourful clothes you wear.